We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, nice enough to join us in this 7 o'clock hour. Covers the Philadelphia Eagles brilliantly. Manager and editor-in-chief of Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Gouton. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, guys.
Well, Brandon, let's get right into it. I have to start with the future behind center of the Philadelphia Eagles. You put out a feeler tweet yesterday asking about young quarterbacks and how long do you wait? Well, Jalen Hurts has been the starting QB for 20 games now. How long do you wait for the payoff?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing to think about. I think a lot of us think of growth and, you know, development in interesting ways, where I tend to think that, you know, you kind of look at what Jalen Hurts is at this point in his career, not only, you know, his NFL background, but, you know, obviously he played a lot in college as well. And I feel like we kind of have a good base of what he is. It's not like he's this total unknown that, you know, I just think he's going to make these kind of night and day changes, you know, as soon as next season or maybe even a couple of years from now. And honestly, I just don't think it's the nature of the NFL to really wait super long. That's not to say that there isn't a situation. I think the most likely situation is that the Eagles find themselves in is that they try to look for upgrades this offseason. Jalen Hurts is not their plan A, but they fall back on that. And if that's if that ends up being what's best for them, which it could be, then that is what it is. But it's not an ideal situation.
Well, when you were doing your research and kind of putting feelers out there, were there any examples that we can, I don't know, look at and compare to the situation the Eagles are in with Jalen Hurts, of a quarterback who maybe they waited a little bit longer and there was that payoff?
I don't think there's a great comparison when it comes to the team being on the fence, clearly, about the quarterback. And I think that's obviously been the case with Jalen Hurts, given the Deshaun Watson rumors last year and some of the Russell Wilson rumors. You know, a lot of people like to bring up Josh Allen as a guy, you know, the Bills are really patient with. But I think the Bills were all in on him from basically day one and knew he was this super raw, you know, really physical freak talent that was going to need some time. And I just don't think that's really a similar player, you know, that Jalen Hurts is. I don't think that's the same kind of profile there. And another one, you know, on the other side of things, in terms of a team that may have regretted moving on from someone too soon, because I don't really think you see this a lot. You know, you might be able to find some exceptions. You know, a lot of people thinking Ryan Tannehill, but you know, he's a guy who started 88 games for the Dolphins. And I feel like they kind of had a good sense of who he was. And I don't know that the answer for Miami was really just run it back with him like a couple more years and everything was going to magically work out. You know, it's often said that it's best to move on a year too soon as opposed to a year too late. And I think, you know, people think that there's risk in trading for a veteran quarterback, but I think people don't acknowledge there's risk in holding on to a guy. And then you keep waiting and you're waiting and you're never finding that quarterback that you really need.
Well, I suppose it's an easy follow-up question then. You've covered this team for many seasons now. You kind of hinted at it a few moments ago, but you would have a better understanding of Howie Roseman and how he thinks than we would. As important, Jeffrey Lurie, are they lining themselves up to be in the QB market?
I mean, I think you have to think, why is Jalen Hurts on the roster in the first place? And it's because, you know, the Eagles quarterback factory are willing to explore many options and exhaust many options at quarterback. So, again, I don't know how likely it is that the Eagles kind of have their way with some of these top options, such as a Russell Wilson. But I fully expect them to be investigating that. I just don't think there's a scenario where you can go into this offseason with Jalen Hurts as your plan A and you say, we're just going to run it back with him and we're going to give it another year. Because you know, you look ahead and there's really no, there isn't necessarily a light at the end of the tunnel with this quarterback thing. Like, you hope there is, there could be, but there's no guarantee of that. And if you have an opportunity to get a future Hall of Fame quarterback this offseason, I don't know how you can just easily pass that up.
Mike, I've seen some, you know, talk, you know, chatter on Twitter, which, you know, you look at as well, that Mac Jones isn't getting the same criticism that Jalen Hurts did, and that was pretty ugly as well. The Kyler Murray might have been worse than both of them. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mac Jones might have a limited ceiling, you know, which is kind of the issue. I think he came into the NFL with the thought that, okay, you know, he's going to be good out of the gate, but he might ultimately cap this Patriots team ceiling. So, you know, I don't think he's perfect by any means either. And also, you know, he actually is a rookie. Like, I'm kind of a little tired of hearing that, like, Jalen Hurts this year was his rookie season. I mean, it wasn't. He had a full – I know he only played four games in 2020, but he still had a full offseason, you know, to prepare for this year. So, you know, I don't think that's an apples-to-apples comparison. I will allow that. You know, you look at quarterbacks in their first playoff start.
Oh, they got crushed.
And that's a fair point. And I think there, that's some context that is worth applying there. But I think, you know, it's not just about, like, Jalen Hurts had this amazing season and he just happened to be really crushed in the playoffs. I mean, some of the issues we saw against the Buccaneers were issues that were there all along in terms of this is a quarterback who held the ball longer than any other quarterback this season for the second year in a row. Like, the processing speed, there's issues there. There's issues with the accuracy. So there's a lot of issues there that I think are longstanding concerns.
Brandon, the name Russell Wilson has been mentioned well over 1,000 times on these airwaves since Sunday. Given where the Eagles are, given where Russell Wilson is in his career, would that be a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think we're overthinking this. This is a future Hall of Famer, a perennial MVP candidate. I know in a perfect world, it's not the ideal thing because as an Eagles fan, you might have this vision of Jalen Hurts becoming the guy and you have your long-term guy, you draft and develop him. I get all that, but I just don't think that's necessarily realistic. And with Russell Wilson, you know, for him having a down year this year, he had like the third best season of any Eagles quarterback in the past, like, 22 years. His numbers from this, you know, this season when he had a finger injury and clearly wasn't 100%, and really the whole vibes of that Seattle Seahawks team were kind of just off this season. And, you know, which isn't crazy because they've had so many years of success, maybe they're due for a down year at some point. So I absolutely think he's worth pursuing. And I know he's 33, but you know, we're looking at quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, obviously Tom Brady's very much an exception, but still, in general, we're seeing guys play into their late 30s. So I think if you trade for him, you could talk yourself into, okay, we have a five-year window here. And that's a long time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I definitely would be pursuing him.
I find it amazing how Jalen Hurts has been written off after a bad playoff performance. And I know there's other evidence to support that, but that was the straw that broke it, that everybody is kind of looking beyond Jalen Hurts now. But nothing is being said about the head coach. Brandon, Nick Sirianni, is he getting a pass for his game plan against Tampa Bay?
I think Nick Sirianni obviously deserves criticism. I mean, you know, there's runs to the outside when it's like, okay, why aren't we running this up the middle at all? There was Devontae Smith not getting a target until like just over a minute.
Did you enjoy him as the lead blocker on some of those screens?
I would much rather enjoy him actually, you know, getting the ball.
Yeah.
And it's such like a lie that he finished the game with like 11 targets, but it's just like that's so meaningless because so many obviously came when the game was already decided. I think Sirianni absolutely deserves criticism for this, and both something him and Jalen Hurts have to prove is like, can they actually beat a good team? Because the Eagles, as we know, were 0-7 against playoff teams this year. And when you look back at it, it's not only like, okay, you know, they were in some one-score games against these playoff teams, and maybe they got some bad luck along the way. I mean, that's not the case. They were basically blown out and not competitive in these games against playoff teams. So that's still a major thing that both Hurts and Sirianni have to prove moving forward.
Well, you mentioned Devontae Smith, so I got to bring him up. Why wasn't he targeted in the first half? Is that more on Hurts or on Sirianni?
I do think both deserve blame. I kind of go back to, like, not to make everything on Jalen Hurts, but like at some point a quarterback has to trust that wide receiver and give him opportunities. And it might not be, you know, that he's wide open, although Devontae Smith, as we've seen, tends to get open, doesn't really necessarily struggle with that as much. I just don't think we have evidence really of Jalen Hurts like force feeding a receiver. He's kind of done it with Dallas Goedert, which is nice to see, But I just don't think we have that track record of seeing that the way kind of, you know, brought Mac Jones earlier, like did at Alabama last year. And a quarterback who kind of, you know, who doesn't hold on to the ball the longest amount of time in the NFL and wait for some of these guys to uncover as much as he's throwing to him in rhythm and timing and everything. So I think that's a big issue. And it's just insane for Devontae Smith to be as good as he is and to get one target in the first half of that game. It's just, it's criminal. It's like criminal utilization of a really good player.
Final question I have for you, Brandon, and I'm sure you've thought about this a thousand times too, and I didn't like Nick Sirianni's response. Whose decision was it to keep Rager in the game after he muffed that punt?
I don't know, but it's a really – I get why people can kind of say, like, at a certain point, you're almost not as frustrated with Jalen Rager. Obviously, I mean, yes, in the vacuum you are, he's bad. But, like, you're asking yourself, okay, why is this guy on the field still? Like, why are they putting him out there? And I can't say it's like they have amazing alternatives behind him, especially, you know, Greg Ward gets banged up in that game. They only have, what, four receivers at that point. Mm-hmm. So there's no, like, easy solution. But Jalen Rager very much isn't the solution. And there are players, I feel like, who in the NFL who are invisible and kind of don't give you anything. And that's not great. But at least they're not actively hurting the team and killing the team. And Jalen Rager very much is in the latter category. And it's such a disappointment to go from, you know, having a potential future Hall of Famer in Justin Jefferson to Jalen Rager, who, again, makes the team worse. Yeah. And it's really – I don't know how he can be back on the Eagles next year.
Brandon, I lied. I did have one more question. Do we know, like, when Sirianni or even Howie Roseman are going to speak this week? I thought by now we would have heard from them.
So I think we will be hearing that pretty soon. I think, you know, that'll be coming up, I believe, you know, either today or tomorrow. So we'll see on that. I don't know if the official time has been announced yet, but I think that will be happening very soon.
Okay. For all things Philadelphia Eagles, for the latest news, links to his story, you should be following Brandon Lee Gauten on Twitter. It's at Brandon Gauten. Brandon, thank you so much for jumping on.
Thanks, guys.
The Jalen Rager thing, that, you know, we look at the drop passes, the muff punts, you know, that kind of stuff. Baldinger, I love Brian Baldinger's breakdowns.
Baldy.
He did a piece off of this game on his Twitter feed that shows the Eagles, you know, they got four wide receivers out there.
Okay.
Three of them go deep. They're covered.
Okay.
So, you know, they're out of the play. Jalen Rager they're running down the field, but they're covered by Tampa Bay. He's not off the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
He can't beat his guy off the line of scrimmage.
Amazing.
And Baldy's like, if you can't beat your guy off the line of scrimmage, you cannot play in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, these are some of the stuff you don't look, because you're obviously your eyes are going to where the players, you know, where the quarterback's throwing the ball. And he's still on the line of scrimmage.
Al, Rhea and I are probably in sync with this. Can you answer the question, why'd they keep him in the game? I'm not even mad at Rager anymore, as Brandon Lee Gauten was pointing out. I'm mad at whoever's decision it was to keep him in.
It makes no sense. You have options. There were
options.
Is that before
the game, you know, Roseman says to him, listen, we got to keep him in all
game.
We got to figure out a way.
Well, I mean,
or
I
is
think
this
he tells
Sirianni
he's on the
saying,
once
keep,
you're in the game,
you're
the coach's
in.
Game.
Yeah.
I know once you're in the game, but I'm saying maybe the directive was given to him well beforehand.
Yeah, but once you're in the game, you decide. You can
yeah,
get hurt in the game.
So this is another black eye on Sirianni.
Yes.
And that was
you're in the game.
Beyond foolish.
Well, at that point, somebody, a quarterback or somebody, has to go and say, help me.
Well, you know who did do it? Al, you know who did do it on the sidelines?
Yeah,
was Devontae Smith.
Yeah, Devontae Smith.
You saw him giving him, you know, grief about something.
Yeah, and then I saw Jalen Rager yelling
it's got to come from upstairs. I mean, there are coaches upstairs.
Yes.
Looking at
this. Shane Steichen.
I mean,
hello?
If Troy Aikman is in the same position in the booth, can lose his flippin' mind, which he never does,
mm-hmm.
over what they're doing.
He was irritated.
He's losing his mind over what's going on
Yet
down there.
Yet another reason to be yelling at Nick Sirianni this morning. Put Jalen Hurts aside for the day. Patrick in Tabernacle wants to yell at you, Al Morgani.
Oh.
You, sir, represent the Flyers. Patrick, give it to Al Morgani.
Come on, Al. Let's ship him out. Let's get rid of G. We need to turn this whole thing upside down and start fresh. You know what? You know, Claude doesn't want to leave because, like, Philly's too nice. You know, he lives up – you know, he's from, like, up in the Arctic Circle somewhere in Canada. You know, and like –
he's,
you know,
he's from the nation's capital. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's going to get gone at the – you know, the amazing thing is – he's playing really well with a team that's doing nothing. And I think he'll be a valuable piece at the trade deadline. And he'll be the only really valuable piece. I mean, if you look at a team trying to win a cup, he'd be a hell of an addition.
Patrick, I was told something three times this morning, and I refused to believe it, and I had to look it up myself. I heard it from Al, I heard it from TK, and I think I heard it from maybe Wechter, that the Flyers do not have a shootout goal this season.
Damn Wechter.
How is that even
possible? No, that's
Patrick,
not possible.
How is that? Al, is that true?
Yes, they've had like, they've only had four, and I think the first... Trying to think of the third one. I think two of them.
Last night went nine rounds, Al.
Nine innings. Yeah, the bottom of the ninth.
They didn't have a single goal.
There wasn't a goal scored. There was 17 consecutive shooters didn't score.
Patrick, that's unbelievable. I don't know how that can't be real.
I don't know. It's just it's a shame that the Flyers aren't underneath the radar here with all the Eagles talk all the time.
Yeah,
that's a problem being under the radar because it doesn't put enough pressure.
Right. Well, and Patrick, it's apathy. Like nobody cares because they're so bad, and all they care, and it's seemingly from a lot of perspectives, they care more about the success of a mascot than the team on the ice, that fans have checked out on them.
I've checked out on Drew all season. My wife's been on him for years now. I keep saying, and she said, we got to start fresh and get some new chemistry, some new blood. And Al, real quick, who else can we look to get rid of at the deadline? And I do have a guess.
Maybe Ristolainen, because he's at the end, one-year deal.
All-name team right there.
I kind of like him, but, because you're not going to move. Maybe Konechny, if somebody's looking for.
Mr. Attitude.
Yeah, but there's not much they can do.
Patrick, who is someone? Today is the 76th birthday of Dolly Parton. Everybody loves Dolly Parton. Who's somebody else who's universally beloved?
Everybody loves our own Ray Dinger.
Ray Dinger. Everybody loves Ray Dinger, Al Morgan.
I love Angry Ray. Roy, as Glenn likes to call him.
Roy Didinger or something, that as Glenn Macna likes
Numbers.
To call him.
Six.
Number five, Al Morgani. That's a five.
I went
six.
Backwards again.
Very close.
$25 Duncan E. gift card.
215-592-9494. Look at the car lines. Oh, look, we got Tommy, got Clifford Lentz, Dennis and Mount Lawrence, Andy the Troll, Kyle, Frank, John Glenn. Guys, everybody hang tight. I promise we will get to you on the other side. So much more to get into. Our time 7:18.
And let me talk to you about some heart issues. You have a friend or loved one with aortic aneurysm or aortic dissection? Well, the Aortic Center at Cooper University Healthcare is one of the region's top programs. They're led by internationally renowned surgeon, you know that guy, Joseph Lombardi. Their team of vascular experts, they're leaders in the field of aortic disease. They develop new treatments, new technologies for superior patient care. Now their team works closely with each patient and their family to identify the best treatment options for their disease and their lifestyle. And that includes minimally invasive options in over 80% of the patients. Now, as the region's leading academic health system, Cooper offers patients the latest new devices and access to groundbreaking clinical trials. Right here, tri-state area. So learn why Cooper was named a high-performing hospital for abdominal aortic aneurysms repair by the U.S. News & World Report. The expert at Cooper's Aortic Center are your first choice for coordinated, compassionate, and complete vascular health care. Just visit cooperhealth.org/aortic disease.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Sixers home tonight against the Orlando Magic, as a rumor has surfaced involving not just Ben Simmons, but Tobias Harris. The Athletic's Sam Amick says the Sixers pondering a trade of both to the Sacramento Kings. Two teams reportedly had discussed a trade before involving De'Aaron Fox. Flyers on the verge of another 10-game losing streak. They dropped their ninth straight, 4-3 to the Islanders in a shootout. Window Nation's virtual home show is back with these limited-time savings. Get two free windows with every two you buy with no limit. Plus, pay nothing for two full years online at windownation.com/homeshow. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Meridian Bank. Mix of clouds and sun, a high near 50. It's currently 35. Meridian's an innovative community bank dedicated to helping businesses and entrepreneurs. Learn why they're considered one of the area's best business banks at meridianbanker.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
/7:24 on a Wednesday morning. Welcome back, WIP Morning Show. So much to get to. I am very curious, Al, an update on our Twitter poll question, because I was reading some of the comments, and it is vicious. Ava Graham.
Yes.
I would love to hear an update.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet is your easy credit headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com. Click on the easy credit button. It's easy at Armin Chevrolet. If you could trade Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris as a package, but it meant getting nothing of real value in return, would you still do it?
Ooh, where are we at?
54% say no.
Wow, it's close.
That's really close.
That's really close. And I'm sure occasionally you will read the comments to said question, and some of them are just idiocy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But others, you know, have no context of where the question's coming from, have no idea there's a report out there. But there are many who would say, just to get rid of those two guys, I would do it. They have the mindset of Al Morgani.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's bonus. What is it? What process?
Addition by subtraction.
Thank you. I forgot that as well.
You
both struggle with that.
Yeah, well, English. You know, like I say, math and English was my three worst subjects.
Me too, dude.
So, Al, as someone who goes to Wawa every single
day. Yes, I go to Wawa. I was there this morning every single day.
Now, it's a great place to go. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
Depending on the Wawa you visit, sometimes there are unfavorable characters floating around the Wawa. Maybe not in, but or maybe even outside. You know what I mean? Where you gotta like, let me clutch my wallet a little bit closer.
I'm mostly in the burbs, but yeah, when I've been in the city a couple times.
Well, I bring this up, our own Ava Graham, who hits up Wawa all the time. Yep. Ava, what happened this morning?
So I went to go out to move my car, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go hit up Wawa for a little breakfast while I'm out there.
And thank you for that.
So around 5 a.m., I go into Wawa, and I'm grabbing my stuff, and I'm in line, and I'm speaking to the people there. We're all just chatting. And I notice a guy has now approached the backside of me, and he's really close standing behind me. And he's talking, but I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm just looking forward, just kind of ignoring my own business. Because like you said, there's some questionable characters, and more so at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
now,
sure,
we all
sure.
work at this early morning, and Rhea can attest, and Joe Wechter, that we have seen very crazy situations and people at that time in the morning. You always just got to be on your guard.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving the Wawa, and as I'm leaving, the guy is still right behind me, way too close for comfort. And now I'm exiting, and we're both in that vestibule together, and I'm beginning to feel myself getting...
It's just the two he is in there, and he's right behind you?
And he's right behind me, so I just do full circle around, lap it back into the Wawa, and I just stood there. And the woman I was talking to, and I'm saying woman, she must be my age, if not younger, said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm just going to give it a minute, give it some space, because that's generally what I do when I see anybody questionable on Market Street early in the morning. I let them walk by and do whatever. So I was just giving it some space.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, I thank her so, so much.
She was an employee of Wawa,
right? She was an employee of Wawa.
Yeah.
She walked out behind me and stood in the vestibule and watched me get into my car.
Really?
And I just want to thank her, because anyone who's been in that situation before where you're not feeling safe, It really, really. I obviously couldn't get your name now, as I was running towards my car.
Was it someone working the register or stocking the shelves?
She was stocking breakfast, and we were having ourselves a nice little friendly morning conversation.
That's awesome, man.
Bill always says I talk to anyone who's willing to listen. So
some that aren't.
Yeah. No.
Thanks, Al.
No, but I mean, this is. I mean, that's all.
And
people at Wawa are awesome. Whoever was working stocking the shelves at this particular.
Yeah, it was at 1900 Market, and I just
This person a raise, please. Find out who they are. Give them a raise. Give them some type of recognition. That's awesome.
It was awesome, and you know what? She kind of was like, you know what? She's used to it, and that's also sad and scary that they're constantly dealing with this inflow of people that are displaced, and that's terrible in itself. And it's just. An awful situation, but I so appreciate the fact that this woman took the time to follow me out and just gave me a little sense of relief that early in the morning. I do appreciate you. So, girl at 1900 Market Street, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
See, that's another reason to go to Wawa.
What?
It's almost like added security. They look out for you. That's awesome, Al.
I've got issues with people wandering.
Yeah,
the whole city.
I know
it's anywhere.
Happens.
Yeah, it's anywhere. It's anywhere.
But when it happens to you, I mean, it can be very. I mean, that's like a panic situation times.
I mean, me and Joe Wechter were just talking about it when we were at 400 Market. He's been met with people. Outside.
That was way worse than here.
way worse than what I'm alluding to. I remember Bill.
Well, there, usually Al's the one following people.
Yeah.
He's putting people in his car.
Yeah.
In the trunk, I mean. It's kind of what happens there. We know that.
It's all right.
Al, where are you parked right now?
I'm on Market.
Across from the building, right?
So it was you.
Hello, local authorities. No, I'm glad you were able to share that story, Ava. And
just always be aware of your surroundings all the time.
Right? Absolutely. And whoever the person was stocking the shelves at Wawa on the 19th, what was this?
Yeah, it's 1900 Market.
1900 Market. Please find out who they are.
December's
give them a raise.
Over,
give them recognition.
So there's no more free coffee on Tuesday.
Really? What's the new reward?
This story, and this is what you want to share with us.
I'll be honest. I'm more interested in this because I love their free coffee because you can also get a handcrafted. Iced coffee, which is banging.
Yes.
Oh my God, Al, you got to spring the $1.50 for your coffee. Is everything all right?
I like when you get those award things.
I keep
those award things. They're worth gold in terms of keeping a customer, you know, loyal.
Yeah,
I know.
It's really
between that and keeping the King Cones well stocked for you. I'm aware.
Wawa rewards are awesome. Just think of all the years that you spent money in Wawa and you didn't get rewards. Now you can get some free coffee, maybe a nice fruit cup. Whatever you're feeling.
Fruit cup?
You got to look at your rewards.
All right. Tom is on WIP. Tom, this conversation's been far too positive. Can you please yell about Nick Sirianni for us?
Well, I'm going to start with this. Maybe Angelo should have sent the oysters to him so we could grow a set.
What's the matter?
You can't give the goat the kickoff.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was
expect
bad.
Expect to have it down. He's going to come right down and score on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you set your team up for automatically. It's a failure.
You know, Tom, for the longest time, I always felt the kickoff was nonsense. It's you could bend any statistic, any analytics to fit your argument. But when it comes to particular situations like the one the Eagles were in, all an inexperienced staff, a lot of the roster facing the defending champs, I 100% agree you should have received – and attempted to make an example. And Sirianni, wait a minute. Tom, hang on one second. We're going to get back to you. Wait a minute. Sirianni knew it? Let's take a listen.
Credit to Tom Brady, and you know, he's seen everything that you could imagine, and he was on it today.
Wait a minute. He knew that Brady was going to drive right downfield, and he still deferred?
Well, he didn't say that.
But that's basically what he
what
said.
What are you doing?
What's the matter? What's the problem?
Don't make things up.
What's the matter?
We have enough to rip them on, you know,
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
No, I'm pretty sure your ears are clogged like your brain.
Wow. Tom, that's not right.
What the hell? How much wax you got in there? Grow potatoes in them ears, man.
Oh, my God. Tom, set these people straight. He knew it, Tom.
Angelo got complimentary oysters, and he hit them under ice.
Yeah, right.
So he should have gave him the Sirianni, and maybe he would have had a set, and he would have put the –
that doesn't make any sense
Hold on, Tom. It makes perfect sense. Let me explain it to Rhea and Al. He coached scared.
Yeah.
He coached he's coached
afraid.
Yes,
I'm getting it, but I'm not getting the analogy with the oysters.
Well,
I'll see
oysters,
it a second time
you
after
know,
I heard it.
Well, you got to go to the
cattle.
And
cattle.
Well, that's different kind,
no,
Al.
Not Rocky Mountain, never mind. Tom, who is someone who's universally beloved?
Princess Diana.
Princess
Ooh,
Di-
yes.
Everybody loves Princess Diana. Oh, yeah, let's get her.
Boy, is that family a mess.
Oh, what is going on there? Number two.
Keith Jones.
No, he did. Number two is a prize. An awesome prize, by the way.
Philadelphia. Oh, a Zach Ertz Eagles jersey.
That's a throwback jersey right there. That'd
and
be good
just
forever.
In case you were, you know, upset about the fact that what a Goddard let two go through his hand, they didn't even get the ball to Ertz.
He didn't have any receptions in that game?
He had three receptions, I believe, for 22 yards.
I didn't see that at all. Wow.
Yeah, that was Kyler Murray, like I said, might have been worse than both Mac Jones and Jalen Hurts.
Clifford Lentz is on WIP. Good morning there, Cliff.
Hey, good morning. Hey, one morning, I know that Wawa right there. Jonesy and I were walking past, and people were sitting at the snack bar there, and they all started banging on the window like, Jonesy!
Jonesy's a local celebrity at the Lala and the Wawa. That's
like
awesome.
Market Street.
Yeah. So what's going on, Cliff?
So everybody's talking about the crazy things coaches do, Sirianni and all like that. Let me take a shot at the Cowboys. Beginning of the season, the Cowboys were featured on Hard Knocks, HBO.
Mm.
I guess I was probably the only one that watched this because I never heard anything about this. But, you know, if Sirianni references Rocky and he did the thing about the plant, Mike McCarthy referenced Austin Powers.
No. Wait, hold on a minute. So what was the time period that he did this? Was it during the season in the build-up to the playoffs? When was it?
This is a spring training, and from what I understand, he did it during the regular season, too. That he came up with these things called Mojo Minutes, which any time during practice, the horn would go, and they'd have these prearranged game situations, and they would actually have the defense and offense come there, and the coaches would get these cards saying what the situation was in the game.
Wow.
They actually had officials who would spot the ball, and they'd say, okay, it's 2 minutes left in the game. You have no timeouts. This is what you do. Apparently, they didn't have the one for you have 14 seconds left and no timeouts.
Cliff, knowing this in hindsight, I find it delightful. Now,
groovy, baby.
No, Cliff, I'm going to ask you, but first I got to bring in Al Morgana here. Al, I don't know what you were doing last night in the 6 o'clock hour, but if you opened your eyes, looked to the sky, and didn't blink for about 4 seconds, you saw something zing by.
Oh,
because
really?
We almost got hit by an asteroid. Isn't that right, Cliff?
Yeah, there's something up there.
So what's going on NASA?
Saturday, before the games, I told you about the space launch system that they're going to put the new smart speaker, Alexa.
Yes,
this is kind of like 2001
command,
where they had HAL the computer and everything. But I find out since that they have voice recognition, they can tell between the different astronauts who is talking. And it's funny because I have that in my house too. My son and I are both named Cliff, so when I come in, it'll say, is this Cliff or is this the space guy? I go, yeah, I guess I'm the space guy.
That's good,
but
Cliff.
If you go to Alexa and you say, Alexa, take me to the moon, it'll tell you all about that, and it'll actually set you up with the time to tell you when the launch is going to take place and all the other specifics.
Oh, that's very cool. I'm going to have to check that out. Cliff, a pleasure as always. Al, I caught Cliff off guard, but last night, did you know it was the closest an asteroid has ever come to colliding with our planet in almost 100 years?
How close?
It was like a million miles.
Oh, well, geez.
Well,
just missed.
It was 2.5 times the size of the Empire State Building.
I mean, Hertz was closer to Smith.
That's a good one. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. We got Glenn, Dennis, Andy, the troll, Kyle, Frank, John. Everybody hang tight. We got our prize wheel Wednesday. It is the 76th birthday of Dolly Parton. She's loved by everyone. Give us someone else who's universally beloved. You'll get a spin, and we have three-quarters of the prize wheel available. WIP Sports Time is 7:37.
Happy New Year from NovaCare Rehabilitation. NovaCare is the preferred provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles, and NovaCare has more than 100 convenient locations throughout the Delaware Valley and South Jersey. You can trust the physical therapist at NovaCare. I have for many, many years. Took great, great care of my dad over the summer, taking care of me many times throughout the years, just various aches and pains I've had. Visit NovaCare.com to schedule an appointment today. Not sure physical therapy is right for you? Request a complimentary consultation and speak with a therapist to determine your next best steps. Now, speaking of next steps, are you looking for a new career? Then join NovaCare's team. They are hiring front desk patient service specialists and physical therapists throughout the area. Head over to NovaCare.com and click careers. NovaCare, experience.
7:43. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by Dave Zingaro, who spends, 365 days a year around this team. And he may be able to speak a little more knowledge with the Jalen Hurts situation because he, I believe, Dave Zingaro, oh, NBC Sports Philly. You see him, I'm sure, in passing all the time doing Flyers pre- and post-game live. And Dave, prior to covering the Eagles, covered the Titans. And the Titans right now have a quarterback Tannehill. You know.
Nobody talks about them.
No.
It is amazing. And Henry's going to be back, right?
As far as I know, he is, yeah. And, you know, the Ryan Tannehill, who started for the Dolphins for a couple of years, they drafted him to be the future, kind of ho-hum.
Well, they kind of gave up on him.
Yeah, they moved on. He went to Tennessee. They're the number one seed in the AFC. So he can certainly speak with some experience there as to how you handle this type of situation, as well as, you know, of course, everything else in between.
They're the number one. I mean, that's just...
And Al, they did it with losing, you know, they lost Henry a while ago, 2 months?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I believe the reason no one talks about them,
everybody sees them, the Tennessee Titans?
Right. But everybody sees them as a regular season team.
Yeah.
They need some evidence of playoff success before you say, oh, look, the number one seed Titans. They're expecting anyone they play to beat them.
Yeah.
Therein lies the problem.
You know, hold on a minute.
It's really weird.
You know, I need to continue this type of conversation. Andy the Trolls on WIP. What's up there, Andy?
Hey, John. Morning. What's up, Rhea?
Good morning.
Yo, Al, are Flyers fans going to start wearing them brown bags to the games?
I don't know.
That'd be a good
idea. They'll be sponsored, though.
Oh, man,
speak it lucky, into existence, Andy.
They're lucky nobody cares about hockey in this town, because if that was the Eagles, they'd be getting ripped.
Well, any team. Well, the one of the big problems is the Eagles are so big that when teams go south, they're not nearly having the amount of vitriol as they had previously.
Yeah, but the Flyers been south for like 10 years now. Come on, Al, I don't know why I want to hear that crap.
Well, every other year, Andy.
Nobody cares about ice fighting.
Yeah, well, Andy, with all due respect.
You got him mad.
You know, you don't like the sport, fine.
You're poking the bear, Andy. Be careful there.
Hey, you know what? Of all the four major sports,
you don't like the sport,
Andy.
Andy, you don't like the sport, Andy.
I know it.
I understand. So don't watch it.
I don't want to. Andy, hold on. I got to move on because I don't want to have to hang up on you. Andy, Nick Sirianni is not getting enough blame here. Do you agree?
I don't think Nick Sirianni is the main culprit.
No.
I want to get on the quarterback situation, though. Everybody's been ranting and raving, you know, we got to get a franchise quarterback. You know what? There's probably about 10 franchise quarterbacks in the world. Would you agree with that? You got Rodgers, Brady, Wilson, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrows, Herbert, Stafford, maybe Dak, and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and we'll see about Burrow and Herbert. No, I mean, they look good right now. But in terms of franchise, you're right. There's only a few.
So you got 22 other teams that are clamoring for a franchise quarterback that need one. These guys don't just fall off a tree, right?
Yeah.
So with Jalen Hurts, we don't really know what his full potential is, right? But why would we give all our resources to get one of those guys when our team has plenty of holes all over the place? First of all, Wilson's not going to want to come here. Why would he want to come here? He's got a no trade. But let's say he does come here. Mm-hmm. You think the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender with Russell Wilson and a D-line that stinks, no adequate receivers besides Devontae Smith? I mean, you really think they're going to make noise?
The only one that makes sense is Watson, because you'd have a longer window, a wider window, whatever.
Well, you could make the case this too, and Brandley Gowton brought this up, that you know quarterbacks now are playing longer than they did in the past. So Russell Wilson being 33, he could, in theory, play another 5 years, which means you have plenty of time.
You think he's going to want to wait 5 years to win?
Oh, no. I mean, there are other there are other sub questions to that main one. I agree with you. And you're right. They have so many holes that need to be filled that simply replacing the quarterback does not solve all that. However, and you know how Howie Roseman thinks, the whole quarterback factory thing, they're going to be looking for a quarterback, and he may have the mindset similar to what happened in 2017. Well, if I get my quarterback and I add in some veterans on one-year deals, maybe we can catch lightning again.
Yeah, but everybody wants to replace the guy that carried us to the playoffs. Without Jalen Hurts, we were 2-5 we started this year. Does he have a lot of holes in his game? Absolutely. But he ain't like a bottom feeder quarterback. I mean, come on.
Well, he's Andy. I didn't know you were such a big Jalen Hurts fan. I'm not trying to poo-poo him or anything, but I mean, we can't disagree. He's, we know what we saw against Tampa. That was bad.
Here's the deal. You start in your division, right? You start in the NFC East. In NFC East, he's the second-best quarterback, hands down, not debatable. So you could be in a lot worse situation.
But it's kind of a low bar, though, right?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Do you think he's that much better than Heineke?
Than who? Oh, without a doubt, 100%.
I don't know.
You want to know the crazy part? You look at the stats from Dallas's game and the Eagles game, they're virtually identical. Dak Prescott's numbers in the loss to 49ers and Jalen Hurts, I think, the only difference was Hurts had a second interception.
Right. Yeah.
How do you think Taylor Heineke's weapons around him are a lot better than Jalen Hurts?
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, he's got
they're
some.
They're slightly better. Yeah, but they're not Andy.
Doesn't have a running game like this.
Here's what I don't understand. I love Jalen Hurts. I want him to succeed, but I know what I'm watching with my own two eyes here. And that's why they're going to be in the quarterback market this offseason, because they think they know what his ceiling is, and so do I.
You know where I think Deshaun Watson will wind up? Hmm. It's just a sneaky suspicion. Uh-oh. I have.
Don't
because,
say the Giants.
No, it's not the Giants,
no.
Because I don't think that it's very clear the owner does not care what anyone thinks of him, and that's Washington.
I think he's going to end up in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll see what happens there. Glenn in Center City's on WIP.
I'm okay with that. Not in the division.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts' problem is he needs to know how to throw these wide receivers open. That's his only problem. He'll be fine. But listen, I want to talk to you about the Bruce Arians explosion when he smacked his player and he almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I thought he was going to have a heart attack right on the field.
Why did he get so much criticism about that? I mean,
well,
he was reacting to his
player. Well, you don't put your hands on another grown man.
But I mean,
I don't agree with that.
He's hitting him in his helmet.
I love
like it was...
Bruce Arians. I am like the biggest Bruce Arians fan. But I thought that was wrong.
I'm like, Al, this is like
any other coach
stuff,
he gets crushed.
5 years ago.
Well, I guess he didn't want to take a bad penalty.
Yeah, Glenn.
If you do that to a quarterback, they throw you out the game.
Exactly.
No, Glenn, I enjoyed it as well. But I need to talk to you about Sirianni for a minute. We have heard ever since the game hit zero and they lost, it's all been all about Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. I have not heard nearly enough criticism of Sirianni. That game plan, I don't know what that was.
And I'll tell you one thing, the 49ers coach.
Yeah.
When you're 4th and 1 at the 10, kick the field goal. Don't be doing that analytics stuff. He's learned his lesson from those losses in the Super Bowl. Shanahan has learned his lesson.
Glenn, do you have someone who is universally loved like Dolly Parton?
Will Smith.
Everybody, I like Will Smith.
I was flipping around the other day and Bad Boys 2 was on.
You like Bad Boys
and
2?
And I watched it. And then Bad Boys, the original, came on, and then I watched that. It's very. I love those movies.
Heath Jones Card.
He's got a new a series out on Disney Plus, which is very cool. He like does like extreme things out, like spelunking and skydiving. Spelunking. Looks at different spots of the world. Does unique things. Yeah,
I don't even know what
it's
that
a series.
Is.
Cave diving.
Oh,
spelunking.
Cave
spelunking.
Like just looking for like
yeah, you
for
go
bats
in caves.
And stuff.
You go in
yeah.
caves.
Oh, like
yeah.
at Kutztown.
No, yes, yeah, so they have caves
of.
Out there.
Yeah. Okay.
What's Crystal Cave?
Crystal.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
sort of like that, but not exactly. Dennis in Mount Laurel's on WIP.
Catch me dead in a cave.
Hey, Dennis.
Jan. So let's take a gander at the Philadelphia sports scene. We've got the Eagles that are dead, the Flyers that wish they were dead.
Yeah, they're not even halfway through, yeah.
The Sixers who won't win anything, and the Phillies that won't play. So what are you guys going to be talking about in a couple months?
We'll be talking about the Eagles.
Well, you got this whole quarterback thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially, Dennis, that's all there is. I mean, the Sixers, as you're like pointing out, they may make a trade, they may not, but it seems like they're in purgatory. They're not good enough to win, and they're certainly not that bad. The Flyers, the season is basically over already. You got the Eagles draft coming up in free agency and what to do with the quarterback. That's the story.
But you do have games. And that, see, this is my problem with what's happened in sports. It's nice to win a championship. It's nice to go to the playoffs. It makes it more interesting. I like games. Even when I was a kid and I had a horrible baseball team, it's why I was so offended by with the Sixers. It was like, we're not going to care because we can't win. Well, I watch the game. The Phillies might be bad. I like baseball.
Yes.
I will watch a game, and whether they can win or not, something's going to happen in that game is going to drive me crazy or whatever.
Generally around the ninth inning.
Right. Yeah. But still, the fact that the team doesn't – because the team doesn't have a chance to win – doesn't mean there's a game in March in basketball that I can't be intrigued by. Doesn't mean there's a game in July in baseball that I can't be intrigued by. It is, but why is it all or nothing so much now? It's like, well, I'm not going to even pay. They have no chance. Well, I like the sport.
Now, when it comes to the Flyers, there's nothing.
But that'll drive you crazy. The fact that, the hell is wrong with them?
If I'm gonna bother, and listen, I watch Hulu all the time, so it wasn't a big deal for me because my kid watches it. But, you know, you get to the shootout, and you're going, they're going to pull one out here.
Rhea, they took 9 shots. 5 of them weren't on net.
I know. It was.
Ouch. Dennis, you ignited Al Morgani.
Look at it this way. The Dallas Cowboys coach has 3 more years left on his contract.
And let me tell you something. That game was the most entertaining game I watched all weekend.
Now, I should let everybody know this, that Jerry Jones canceled his weekly radio appearance on our sister station in Dallas this week.
There are
really?
Sisters.
The last time. Oh, God. The last time he did that, he fired his head coach.
Really?
Something to take note of.
Kellen Moore's and Dan Quinn are interviewing for the same jobs, the offensive and defense quarter, Broncos, Bears, and the Vikings. Now, if Kellen Moore leaves, I hear Bob McAdoo will become the offensive coordinator. I'm like, oh, wonderful.
I love that guy.
Bring back Jason Garrett.
Dennis, who's someone who's universally beloved?
Well, I got one, but before that, Joe Burrow's going to upset the Tennessee Titans.
I believe that, yeah.
I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I'm rooting for him.
Boy, he's got there's confidence falling off of him in waves.
Big time. Who you got, Dennis?
I got a guy that's beloved by everybody, sports figures, regular people, never got booed in his entire life, was the first guy to own a plane in sports and fly it himself, and he's from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Go ahead.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, I enjoy his beverage. Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
Didn't Angelo Cataldi once scream at him, Al? Or was that somebody else?
Why does that not shock me?
He only got a Keith Jones thing. Well, Angelo is not a golfer, doesn't know anything about it.
So he assumed he was some schmo walking
by.
We're doing a remote
at a golf course.
And you know how you warm up before you're on the putting green, woman? We're next to the putting green, one of the big fancy country clubs in Pennsylvania. And Angelo, you know his voice can get loud. And he's yelling and yelling, and Arnold Palmer is like getting annoyed. threw a golf ball at us.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Well, if you didn't notice already, joining us in studio, it's a Wednesday, Ruben Amaro Jr. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning, guys.
We have so much we're going to talk to you about over the course of the next 2 hours. We've got Dave Zingaro coming up next. But in the only question I can squeeze in at this moment, I need your reaction to watching that game on Sunday.
It was a disaster. I mean, and it's unfortunate because, and it's almost like you knew it was going to happen just because it was a rookie coach. It was the first time in the playoffs. It was basically a rookie quarterback in the situation. And, you know, they're trying to take on a Titan in a guy like Tom Brady. And it everything that could have possibly gone wrong went wrong. And all the decisions that were made that could have gone wrong, they made the wrong decisions. And it's unfortunate. But that's part of the growing pains of being a first-time playoff team.
215-592-9494. We got Kyle, we got Frank, and then you. We've cleared out a bunch of lines. It's a prize wheel Wednesday. I'm venting about Nick Sirianni for a change. All I've heard about is Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni needs to get his. Please vent with me. And if you want to spin on our prize wheel, Dolly Parton turned 76 today. That's incredible. universally beloved, Al Morgani?
Absolutely.
Who is someone who fits that same category? You may have someone in studio with us who may be. Is Ruben Amaro Jr. universally beloved, Al Morgani?
I love
That's
Ruben.
A small universe.
It's the one that encircles me.
Dave Zingaro joins us next. Jump on the lines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.